Metal Mondays with Anna and AJ on the 80s at 8.
You're listening to the 80s at 8 on 97.9 The Hill. AJ alongside Anna Griffin. That's because it is Metal Monday here on 97.9 The Hill. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How are you?
You know, it's cold out, so not feeling super metal right now.
We're going to get there, though, because we're going to turn it up.
Get it? Because metal's like, it's like on fire.
Fiery metal.
Fiery.
That's the best kind of metal is fiery metal.
Rock and roll.
Burn the guitar.
Yeah.
Burn the guitar. All right, so our first song tonight, since I won last week, we're going to let Anna go this week with the very first song. So, Anna.
I'm coming in hot. I am.
What group did I give you?
You gave me Motorhead.
I did, and you're welcome.
Who we love. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a good one. I gave you kind of a challenge. We'll wait to tell, but I gave you a little bit more of a challenge. But
yeah, finish metal. But
you beat me last week because you had a better band, I think.
Yeah.
But so you're welcome. But yes, so Motorhead, we're going to check out Ace of Spades from the album Ace of Spades, the best Motorhead album by far, no question, from 1980, just barely made it in. And I think that this is probably arguably the best Motorhead song at all, not just their best 80s song, best Motorhead song of all time. But do with it what you will.
That is an Anna opinion, which we value very highly around here. So, all right, here's Lemmy. That's right. Also, rip Lemmy. Been a couple of years now since you died, but we already missed
you.
Ace of Spades from Motorhead here on the Metal Monday.
Okay, and you're back with Metal Monday. Anna Griffin here and Aaron A.J. Johnson on 97.9 The Hill WCHL. So that was just Motorhead, Ace of Spades, 1980. Incredible, incredible. The drama. Don't you just love the drama?
I do love the drama, although I'm never, ever going to let you bring a segment in ever again because I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job if this gets out of the highway.
I know, I'm a professional radioer.
Yeah, you is a professional. The dulcet tones of Anna Griffin right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
All right.
I'll be here all week.
So you gave me Hanoi Rocks, which
slightly more obscure. A little more niche, yeah.
I will give you $10
okay,
if you can tell me what country they were from.
Definitely somewhere in Europe.
Yeah. That's not a country. That's a continent.
I know. I know they're not North American.
Okay.
At least. I do know that.
Take a stab at it.
I know they were popular kind of during the Motley Crue era and everything, but over here in the States. But I don't know. Probably like, are they British?
They are not.
Really?
They're Finnish.
Interesting.
They're from Finland.
Okay. Yeah, see, I that one was not my first guess.
Well, yeah, because why would a Finnish band have a city in Vietnam in the name?
That is fair. That is
so,
true.
So, yeah, Hanoi Rocks is who Anna gave me. The first song, my entry, trying to beat Anna Griffin and win 2 weeks in a row here on Metal Monday.
Good luck.
Don't You Ever Leave Me, from the album Two Steps from the Move, 1984. Here's Hanoi Rocks.
Wearing me down, and it's hard getting through the day, 'cause I need you right now, and right now you're so far away. I guess that I should have known that I'd end up this way, but I swear I'll come home, and then nothing will drag. I know that this love of ours will last forever, 'cause we feed it, keep it, hold it, and believe. You need me like I need you, I know you do, I'm sure you do.
The lights are slowly going down on Lexington Avenue, and me, I'm all alone, feeling the tears falling down. Train is passing by, driving into the darkness. I jump inside, 'cause I ain't got nowhere to sleep tonight.
Don't you ever leave me, baby. Don't you ever leave me now. Don't you ever leave me, baby.
Myself just to walk through the day, when all I really wanted to do was curl up in the corner and cry. Nothing had any meaning, I just think, let's give it another day and see if anything happens. Then you came along, like my own ray of sunshine, and made me feel warm, safe, and alive again.
Don't You Ever Leave Me, from the 1984 album Two Steps from the Move. And Anna, it is that time of the week where we have to decide which one of us came with the better songs
My air drum roll that I do every time.
Your air drum roll?
That no one can hear.
So I feel like you have a very strong opinion on which one of us won.
I think it's, I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to give it to myself. Only because my second choice in Motorhead songs is really cool, and I want to play it really badly.
All right, tell you what, I will bow to the inevitable and give you the win this week.
Yes.
So you are now up 2-1. And I really need to figure out.
I just won't make fun of you next week. I won't brag about this win ever.
Yeah, that's, believe that when I see
it. It's a passive win.
I'll believe that when I see it.
But my gift for giving me the win is giving you this song. So it's a really cool song. It's called We Are the Road Crew from 1980, same album, The Ace of Spades. And what's really cool about this song, it's probably, I mean, there's a lot of rock songs out there that you know, kind of respect and honor the roadies and the crews behind the production of music and tours and everything. But I think that this is arguably the best one because it highlights how difficult it is to be a road crew member, and which is really cool of Motorhead to acknowledge that. And a lot of people who have worked in this industry have mentioned how this song made them feel pretty seen. So we're going to shout out to all road crews out there. Shout out to all, you know, concert production and tour production managers out there. It's a tough job, especially back with the 80s rockers. I can't even imagine. So, again, Motorhead, We Are the Road Crew from 1980.
So there you go, the winning entry into Metal Mondays this week from Motorhead. We Are the Road Crew. Anna Griffin pulling out the victory.
Kind of.
Actually, she got selfish and I just kind of let her have it. Yeah,
I did just take it.
So Anna, she's now up 2-1 in the initial first 3 weeks of
it's
Metal
pretty
Monday.
Neck and neck. It's pretty neck and neck, yeah. I will say.
We're very close. So either Anna is going to win this month or it's going to be a tie. But we'll have to wait till next week to find
final
out
tally.
What that is. So thanks for listening to Metal Mondays tonight, part of the 80s at 8 on the After Hours on 97.9 of The Hill. We'll have more music right after this.
Peace.